Young bruh, welcome to DubCNN.com. How are things going, man?
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you, man. It's good to be well, man. Everything's going good. Just grinding like bad breaks, like I say, man. Just trying to make it happen.
Okay, okay. Now, I know... If, for those who don't know, you are Cam's younger brother, but I don't want to really want to get into all that stuff. We can do that another time. I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you on a couple things, and I wanted to start off with, I know that you attended University of Oregon, but, you know, there was a family medical emergency that prevented you from completing your senior year. Are you going back to get that degree, or what were you
doing? Yeah, but it probably won't be at Oregon if I do, because I always said my mom always wanted me to, that's what happened, that's why I stopped, you know, forego my senior season at Oregon. My mom passed, so I was blessed to get 7 months with her before she gone. And one of the things she wanted me to do was finish that and get that degree. So even though, you know, whatever, I got my opinions on, but that's why I gave my word to my mama. So I definitely got to uphold that. So it might not be at Oregon because you know, it's too many issues I got over there already. Oregon was cool, but it really wasn't my little. Cup of tea, so I might finish it out here in one of the little universities out here. So, God willing, that's what I'm going to do. Plus, my queen, man, she on my back about it, so I definitely got to get it done.
I know how that go, because I had to end up finishing doing the roundabout route to end up getting my degree, so I know how it goes. So what were you majoring in?
My major was in English, but what happened with football sometimes, you know, it's really backwards. You know, they say student-athlete, but it's athlete-student, really, because they're going to get you whatever they want to do and conflict with their schedule. Well, if it conflict with their schedule, it's not popping. So what happened was they ended up giving me sociology because the classes I was taking was messing with the practice time. So they needed me in there, so they pretty much rearranged it. So that's what it's going to be pretty much. If I finish, it's going to be in sociology, like a social worker or a teacher or whatnot.
Interesting. So you played linebacker, right?
Yes, sir, that I did. Head buster.
Now, was it middle linebacker, outside linebacker? What was your
I played all. I got recruited as an outside, a strong side. So, when I got there, you know, so versatile, they didn't know where to put me pretty much. They put me all over. But I was a strong side backer. So, okay. And man, I was pretty good, man. Pretty much made it pro for a little bit. Like I said, it was in the camp. But I came back home. But, yeah, man, it was 6'3", 245. 5% body fat, ran a 4.440. Better, yeah, I was with it, man. Okay. You can Google me.
I was in talking to you before we, you know, when we were setting up the interview, and then doing research and finding out that you were a linebacker in college, and I thought that you might have been middle linebacker, and this is the reason why, because you're an intelligent brother, and it comes across that way when you talk to you. So can you draw any parallels between the middle linebacker, kind of like the captain on the defense, to being in the entertainment industry? Can you make any comparisons, parallels?
Yeah, I mean, everything you got to do, you know, everything is riding on you. You know, you're the one that issues out the plays, which is similar to your songs. Everybody expecting you to come with it and perform, you know what I mean? It's definitely an audience. You know, I went from 60,000 screaming fans to hopefully more, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, stuff with the rap thing, but it's definitely the same, man. The training and discipline, you know what I mean? I may be running gases when playing football and lifting weights. I just transfer that into the pen, you know what I mean? When I'm out here in these streets, meeting up with these connects, every song I do, everything I do in the booth, you know what I mean, go hard as if I was on that field, you know, the same thing.
Gotcha. Now, you have the song that's definitely getting a lot of much love is called Gangster with it has Game and Jay Holiday. And years ago, you used to record, do some recording, or you were in a group with Game. It seems like that. When you got back on that song with Game, was it kind of like riding a bike because of the chemistry that you had before?
Exactly. So those that don't know, you know, me and Game was actually a group called the Conference, Western Conference, but, you know, obviously Western Conference was a basketball thing, so we scared to get in trouble with the name, so we shortened it to the Conference, and then later somebody else came, well, I think it was Trench and Naughty by Nature had a group at that time, so I had some little legal issues with that. Turn to the starters, you know what I mean, because he played basketball and I played football.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how that went. So I've known dude since I was 13. He was playing football with me, the Compton Oilers. So, you know, never knew he rapped on. And same thing with me, but, you know, of course,
Okay.
And what happened was, he's still playing ball, and I'm like, oh, okay, I remember this face, he remembered mine. Next thing you know, I caught him in a freestyle, busting and killing everybody else up in there. I'm like, whoa, okay. So I'm like, man, what you doing, man? He's trying to get up with my brother. I'm like, man, yeah, man. At that time, my brother was pushing me. So it was just like, okay. So it just clicked naturally. Gave him a little cassette tape of a game, you know, busting freestyler. Bro was on him, tucked him in after that group. So then shortly after, that's when I got my Scotty. So when that happened, that's when he started getting on his independent grind and doing mixtapes, all crazy, getting on Big Clue, eventually Dr. Dre and G-Unit. So that's how that went.
Gotcha. Now, I know you were inspired to get into the game, you know, by your older brother, Cam.
Right.
And you've been in the business for a little bit now, and I have two younger brothers myself, and so I try to shield them from going through making some of the same mistakes that I did. So what advice did you ignore that Cam gave you that turned out to be one of those, hey, little brother, I told you, you should have listened?
I would say, to the best of my ability, I probably try to, really listen to his instructions, because I've been around him since I was, as far as the music stuff, when I was 16 years old. Anybody, I pretty much met, off top. So I was pretty much schooled just as much as he was. As he was getting into it, I was soaking it up as well. So I got to see how, things went. How the little situation with Cube and all that stuff went, and paperwork, and people, said they were going to do stuff and didn't come out that way, and how people played him and whatnot, all the ups and downs of this business. So I pretty much, everything he say is right and exact, not all the time, but
Yeah.
Sometimes I may feel, but everything he pretty much told me happened. So I do my best to listen to him, because for one, he's a vet. For two, he's my brother. He pretty much raised me. So, I can't really think of anything that he told me to do that I didn't do.
Okay.
Either tried to or it just didn't work out.
Gotcha. So I know you just came up on a year of marriage, and congratulations on that.
Damn, man.
And we know that marriage is all about communication and compromise. And now take the music industry. You've been grinding it out for a while. I think music business is about relationships and perseverance. Would you agree with that? And if not, what do you think it comes down to?
100%.
Okay.
Because it's definitely a marriage, because you got to be. I get in trouble for this. As a matter of fact, because it's a balance. It's not going to be all cookies and cream off top. That's what a lot of people get mistaken. They think they come in and they think instantly they're going to blow up, or however they got their plans and vision, it's going to work out when they want it, and that's not going to happen.
Right.
You got to compromise. You got to give up stuff. You got to sacrifice. Even if you sacrifice, that ain't guaranteed it's going to work out how you want it, and that's what marriage is. So you got to keep grinding and keep working at it till you become one. So same thing. So got to get that love and that time in with that music, just like you got to do with your partner, whether it's male or female.
Gotcha. Okay, so I read where you said that you have three projects going on simultaneously right now, and that's very ambitious. Is it hard to focus on them separately to make sure that each project is unique and given its own attention? And what can you tell us about those projects?
It's not. So it's always hard part. Kind of like recording, getting it done. It's the effort, the energy it takes, I would say.
Yeah.
So, because obviously you stress thin. So, but as far as trying to adjust to the themes and other, it's easy for us because we know what the theme is. And Like I said, I've been around my brother so long. I've been with every single one of these vets that anybody I've been around, so I've soaked up everything, how to maneuver. So with this Watch Ride project with, my brother and glasses, we already know what that theme is. So, that's the easy part, something that I'm used to, because my brother is known for, hardcore political conscious rap, and that's exactly what this is. So me being his brother, of course I'm going to get laced with it. Know how to move that same thing with G, and G got it in him. So that part is easy. And the other two projects, my project, well, the West Nile Volume 2, that's easy. That's just me being me. So that's not too hard at all. So it's just a matter of knocking out the joints I want and being satisfied. Anything you steadfast, nothing. You know, anybody that knows me knows that. You know, that's just part of how I was trained. You know what I mean? My brother was kind of like Dr. Dre slash Joe Jackson. You know what I mean? So, you know, anything that he do, you know, I had so much red tape and all my, you know what I mean, red marks like an essay. You know what I mean? You get so many red marks and all kind of errors and stuff that you actually get better. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
After going through that training and knowing I got to bring it every time I submit something to him, you know what I mean, you get used to it, kind of get better. You know what I mean? That's what it forced me to do.
Nice.
So, that's basically what it is, man. So, that's why I don't half-ass nothing. You know what I mean? Everything, it may, I say this all the time, it's, you know, a little parable. It's like home cooking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, your granny, everybody, I'm sure, yeah, got a granny or mama who cook. You know what I mean? You might want Mickey D's or potato chips, but eventually it's going to get you sick. You know what I mean?
Right.
They taste good going down, but in the end, it's going to get you sick. And if it's right, home cooking, you just don't like waiting for it. It's hot as kitchen cooking. You might get some hair in your food. You know what I mean? From ready measured or something might slip up, but when it's done, everybody can smell it and everybody want a piece. You have everybody in the hood at the doorstep wanting a piece. That's how you know it's done right. And that's the same thing, you know, how I apply to this music. It's home cooking. So I ain't going to rush that. I ain't going to half-ass nothing. But I guarantee you when it come out, everybody going to know about it and it's going to be right.
Nice.
So
nice.
That's the same thing with the W2 project. That's just me and my brother.
Okay.
So that came about, you know, it's tax time. You know what I mean? That's what we call the W2 boys. It's tax time. You know, everybody that owe my brother, you know what I mean, that owe me, you know what I mean? It's time. You know what I mean? That's just the industry. It ain't really taking shots at nobody, but as far as, you know, giving us our just due, especially him, you know what I mean? I'm new, but I'm not new, because everywhere he went, I went. You know what I mean? I've been grinding just as long as he's been grinding. He just got the name, and I'm just a little brother, but, you know, we paying our dues, man. We tired of showing receipts, you know what I mean? Give us what we owe, thanks.
I hear that, man. So what's next up for Young Bruh, man? What, you know, let the people know where they can keep in touch with you at, or MySpace or website.
Oh, man. What's next up for me, man, just more joints, man. I got a couple more singles first off. But yeah, most importantly, this song right here, featuring Game and Jay Holiday, Gangsta, number one priority right now. I'm trying to get it everywhere I can, get it to the people. You know what I mean? So it's doing a great job so far, more than I could ever do. After that, I plan on dropping a digital album too, you know what I mean? Which is old joints and new joints that I got, you know what I mean? Just to get the buzz out.
Okay.
You can reach me, man. You can reach me in the streets, first of all, I'm everywhere. But MySpace, man, please hit me on my MySpace. I'm so lonely. It's just me, my brother, and G, and Tom, man. I'm lonely on that number. So it's www.myspace/YungBruh Not Young Bro, not Young Buck, not Young Bird. Another thing, man. Yeah. You know, no disrespect to them young. Everybody, you know, it may seem like I'm new, but man, I'm pretty much a vet, even though I'm young. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've been around this as much as anybody. But yeah, you know, it looks like I'm the fighter now with that young stuff. You know, it's all name YD, so we're all that, man. So those that hear me, Young Bro, please don't think I'm biting. But I've been Young Bro since I could crawl, man. That's a hood name. It was given to me. I didn't have no name for years. And everybody had seen me. That's how the name came about. Oh, that's Cam. That's Cam Young Bro. Were you Young Bro, Cam? That's how I got Young Bro. I didn't even have a choice. Like, man, I got a name. But that's how Young Bro came about. So, and it's shortening it up for YB. So that's what it is.
Cool, man.
But that's where you can reach me, man. Shoot, man. It's easy.
Nice.
MySpace, yeah, that is.
So, any last words for Duff CNN, then?
Oh, man. Be on the lookout for your boy, Young Bro, man. Watch out for my man, Glasses. You know what I mean? My big bro, Cam, of course, in the war zone. Beach Cruiser coming soon, October 7th, I believe. Watch out for West Now. Man, I want to thank Duff CNN, you, Javon. You know what I mean? Shout out to Nima, everybody out, you know what I mean, for giving me the shot. Explain myself and let the people know a little bit about who I am and what's happening with me. There it is. I expect nothing but the best from us.
Sounds good, man. Appreciate it.